Yeah, we got it.
We got it. We banked on the Sharina and it came through.
Yeah.
That's two times in a row now. We just have to cut out that. No, actually, better yet, just leave the long awkward pause at the start.
Oh, yeah. No. The long pause stays because it's more funny that way. Anyways, how's it going? Two Lords About Swords episode 131. We're old enough to buy a drink. Cruising. Yeah, cruising by. Old enough to, I don't know.
We're like one third way to a
almost,
full year.
Almost to 151. Yeah, almost to 151.
Wait, 151. Do we have to do something for that?
We could. Talk about Pokemon, maybe?
Actually talk about Pokemon for a day?
Pokemon Red? I'm going to play Pokemon Snap. Like, I'm going to review Pokemon. I mean, what if the chibi games are out by then? It's like, well now I can play this.
No, the chibi games are in... Wait, would 20 episodes make it to, like, November?
Maybe.
That's, I mean, there's 20 weeks. 54 weeks in a year, right?
Yeah.
It'll be close.
Close? Okay, well, if 151 is close to the release date of the chibi games, we might have to play the chibi games. No. So we might have to concede.
Oh, no. I mean, if there are megas in it, it won't be that bad, just because it's like,
if there's megas, that'll be nice.
That would be cool.
There's new megas? New megas? I'll buy it. I'll pre-order it. Done.
It's just like, here are your new megas. It's the starters and like,
yeah,
it's like one other it. Thing. It's like, whoa.
It'll be the starters.
There was a rumor, I think, that was saying that there was going to be megas in it and they were going to
like,
slightly integrate them into the story. And I think it was 10 new megas or something they were saying. Like, they were, like, cutting it real back, not adding very many, because, I mean, a lot of the mons that do have megas are in the game. Like Beedrill, right? Pretty sure you can get Beedrill in the forest, so it's like, well, there's a mega, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meditites are in the game, Lucarios, Alakazam, like, all those mons will show up normally. I think they said it was, like, the starters, and then, like, a couple a couple gym leader ace mons, like Charim or something. And Weavile for Cyrus. Which is weird because I don't know if... Did Cyrus even have a Weavile, Sneasel, and Diamond and Pearl? I don't think so. I think that was Platinum added.
Yeah.
Then again, I don't even remember what he had in Diamond and Pearl. I played that game like once, man. Platinum's is better. But enough about that. We're talking about Fire Emblem today.
Yeah, Fire Emblem, that game that we play, that I it's a journey, let me tell you. This banner, so we got a new banner this week now.
Woo!
It's the Fallen Heroes banner. And this was the most like underwhelmed by a banner I've ever been. It's just like, okay, like spoiler alert. The units, we got two Morgans from
Awakening.
Which it's like, Jordan oh, okay.
Loves Awakening.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite game of all time. So it's like, oh, yay. And then the other two are Free Houses units. One doesn't even exist in the real game.
Yeah, it doesn't really exist. They just kind of like, we can stretch it
fairly. So, yeah, easily. Fallen Dimitri. That's just legendary Dimitri 2.
I love how. So we mentioned it in like the gamers in chat and they were just like, so what route is this Dimitri from? And I'm like, well, that's the interesting part.
Yeah, it's not. It's
they're
it's,
like, maybe he's in Golden Deer. And I didn't want to spoil it, but like Dimitri shows up for like one chapter in Golden Deer and then is gone.
Yeah.
He shows up on the map and dies off screen after.
Yeah. So it's
like, no, I don't know where he comes from. I guess Azure Moon, maybe? Like, maybe it's Azure Moon time skip in, like, during the time skip where we don't see him, I guess.
I don't know. Like, here comes a new Free Houses DLC.
I think the major issue is the fact that it just looks like Dimitri.
Yeah, it just looks like Fallen
Dimitri with, in my opinion, slightly better art, except for, you know, purple, which is,
yeah,
you know, legendary Dimitri, obviously.
I mean,
need purple, but
I mean, but like,
I think the reason I like this art better is I'm not too big of a fan of legendary Dimitri's art.
Oh, okay. I like legendary Dimitri's art. I actually pulled on that banner.
I think my issue with the art is his hair kind of looks a little like, what's the word? I think it's just the style of the art just kind of looks,
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I enjoyed it because consider, it was stylized. Like,
I guess part of it is I compare it to Brave Dimitri, and I love that art. So yeah, it's just kind of like, it's not as good as Brave Dimitri.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. I like this one a little better because maybe it's the shoulders. I don't know. This one and Brave Dimitri have big shoulders.
You gotta admit the chibi sprite. It's like, wow, it's literally the same sprite but with purple.
Well, he's got a purple cape now.
Okay, well, I guess. I was just like, wow, really? It just looks like legendary Dimitri.
I think he's in a slightly different pose, but
maybe. Oh.
Yeah, I think it's a little different, but I don't have.
And then there's country, so. And then there's Edelgard, and which it's like
hilarious. The amount of people that this banner came out, and there were so many people that didn't know where the Edelgard came from.
Yeah,
like half of them were just happy Edelgard was there. But yeah, like when she transformed, they were all like, what's this? What? So many people have played like two Edelgard routes or just the Edelgard route.
Yeah.
It's like, I honestly wish they like with, okay, Faye does this. They have Zelgius being just black in the Black Knight armor with the helmet off, holding the helmet.
Yeah.
I can get past that because Faye came out like what, 6-7 years after Radiant Dawn?
Yeah.
And it's Radiant Dawn isn't really in a point where you can just obtain the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a Thracia spoiler, right? It's not really gonna affect you. I think a lot of people connected the dots of Bridget and like Avel like through Heroes, and I'm just like, what? You aren't supposed to know that.
No.
Everyone just assumed it was an Avel alt. It was like, what, guys? No. I think this would have like I think both of us would have received this a lot better if this was next year's banner.
Yeah.
Because at that point, Three Houses would have been 3 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, there would have probably been some info on, say, like whatever Intelligent Systems is doing next. So it gives people a little more incentive to be like, I should finish all the routes of Three Houses, mm-hmm, sort of thing. And that's like a year a route. So, because I mean, assuming you didn't fall into church route or didn't, you know, you want to do church route still, because then four routes. But honestly, if you can skip church route, you might as well.
Just don't be like me and play Golden Deer and then church route the next one.
That was probably
and
so
then Black Eagles the next one.
Like, I mean, okay, to be fair, playing the Black Eagles one next, you were probably like, this is a nice breath of fresh air for like not having to do the same maps post time skip.
Yeah.
The only issue is pre time skip, you're using all the same units.
I was like, all right, here's Hubert again. It's like, what can I do with Hubert?
You were probably like, maybe I'll just like use New Game Plus and like buy my Golden Deer guys back because
I want them back. Use those guys. I'm gonna use Leone.
Woo! But yeah, the most interesting unit is Orson, by the way. Honestly,
yeah,
kind of dope. They gave Monica her first actual image.
Oh.
It's like a faceless golden like thing that shows.
Yeah.
Did you see his art?
Yeah.
In his special art, there's just ghost gold Monica. It's just like, okay. No like, face, oh, cool. Because she has no portrait in game.
Yep.
It's like, whoa. But yeah, this banner doesn't necessarily really appeal directly to us. It was meant to, but it didn't. I guess we can run over the units in order. I'll go from left to right on the thing just because why not? Which it has Dimitri at first, who has Vengeful Lance, which just looks like Kriemhilder from like Fallen Bercoot. I'm gonna be honest. It's got a little less spikes, but in different color, but whatever.
It does, yeah, it does.
I think Shane was mentioning it just looks like the Devil Sword from Three Houses.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, there's no Devil Lance in Three Houses. So the one weapon type. Oh, also, Dimitri's just a Lance Infantry. This is our third Lance Infantry Dimitri in a row.
In a row, so...
I'm getting a little sick of it, because I'm like... I still haven't pulled Legendary Dimitri. Why do I need another? Like, they've been, like, throwing so many Lance Infantries at us lately. It's like, yeah, we have enough now. It's just half the pool is Dimitri's.
It's like, oh, here we go.
Literally, your options in, like, good Lance Infantries, your options are, like, Dimitri times three, Chris, Apotheosis Anna, and, like, Ephraim. Those are your options. Choose. Like, one of them isn't available in the normal pool because he's a duo unit. The other is, like, Anna, which is kind of weird to think about. And then it's, like, Chris. And then it's, like, you hit a free Dimitri and these Fury other two Ford. That are hard to get.
Fury, Ford, Spurn. Like, let's go.
So he has Vengeful Lance, grants attack plus 3. If unit is not adjacent to an ally, grants attack speed plus 6 to unit during combat. And also, if unit's attack is greater than foe's defense during combat, and unit cannot make a follow-up attack, deals damage equal to 50% of foe's attack, of unit's attack minus foe's defense. So, this is basically, if you know, Sed has a weapon, Winds of Sleece, I think, which grants him 3 speed, so this grants 3 attack, and attack speed solo. This has attack speed solo. And the only difference is if Dimitri can't double with his effective, 53 speed, then... he'll deal 50% of units attack minus foe's defense, which is going to be about average defense is what, like 40? So like an extra 10 or so true damage, roughly. Actually, it'll be a little higher. It'll be probably closer to like 15 or something true damage. If he can't double, which having a shit ton of speed is either going to be you're fighting like speedy swordsman or someone with negate follow-up, he's going to deal an extra chunk of damage, which the extra conditional effect is built into Valentian Katria's weapon. So,
oh yeah, I forgot fun. She just gets it
for free.
I forgot she exists.
Yeah, I know, it's Valentia weird. Katria's especially because she wields a sword.
Yeah, it's that's like, the weirdest part. Red flyer. Weird.
Yeah, her weapon is, I think, attack plus 3, and then that effect is always active. Dimitri has to not double to get that active. So, assuming in favorable conditions, it's just not going to be active. He's just going to get this attack speed solo effect and double, which will allow him to deal more damage, but it does just kind of feel like a lackluster weapon in grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Personal opinion that, but I honestly think Legendary Dimitri's weapon's better because it has dodge built in. And like I think a plus 5 or something condition. It also comes with attack speed solo 4, Murderous Lion, which remember Kanto?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how the last banner gave us Kanto and locked it to infantry and flyers? One banner later, here it is on an infantry. So he basically has.
I think that's why I just fucking hated this banner, because I was like, man, I was
did,
so
they
high.
They did a lot of really stupid things on these units.
Yeah, like last week.
Like there was, it was just kind of like some obvious power creep in certain spots.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
So this is essentially a speed death close save or close. What is it? Save? What are they called? The Kanto skills.
Trace,
yeah. So this is essentially speed defense close trace, plus if he initiates combat. Oh, he has to be not adjacent to an ally as well, I think, for the speed condition. -3 def and speed, but he also prevents enemies from retaliating. So we just took Ingrid and legendary Dimitri and put them in one unit.
Yep.
And we said, there you go. He doesn't need a speed check. I mean, he'd probably reach it anyways. Oh, and then he's Odd Tempest. So Odd Tempest is in the pool, I guess. Yay. Yeah, another Dimitri to fodder for Odd Tempest. This one just has harder fodder. Cool, I guess. It's harder to fodder maximum, but yeah, it's like his stat spread looks like legendary Dimitri, like, to a T.
Yeah, so it's like, wow, it's just legendary Dimitri again.
Except angrier.
So I mean, I already have legendary Dimitri, so
I don't care.
Yeah,
I have a +1 Ephraim, duo Ephraim. That's what I need. He's got one movement, anyways.
Yeah,
it's just he can only use that one turn.
And then, what's next, the Morgan?
From left to right, Edelgard would be next, unless you want to do her last.
Yeah, we'll do Edelgard. Why not?
Okay, so Edelgard has like 17 effects in her weapon and B slot alone. So I'll just... the weapon has accelerated special cooldown count -1. If unit is over 25% health, inflicts attack defense -6 on foe during combat, and both her and foe cannot make follow-up attacks. And if unit is transformed, she gets another action after combat if she initiates. Also, if she's transformed, she gets +2 attack and a distant counter. That's the weapon. Now, the B slot is a special fighter, but also heals 7 HP after combat. And during the first combat in player phase and enemy phase, and her health is over 25%. Reduced damage from... Oh, she also has to be transformed. Reduced damage from foe's first attack by 40%. So, that's... I don't think we have anything for 40% damage. Oh, Sigurd's sword damage reduction. I'm pretty sure that's 40%. We can call it guard-bearing, but better. Yeah. Special fighter with mystic boost healing after combat. Wary fighter. -6 attack defense. Ugh. Special acceleration.
Ugh.
Distant encounter. And raging storm.
It's everything. It's
like, she has 10 effects in her weapon and B slot alone.
God.
This is ridiculous. And to make matters worse, you're like, okay, she has 14 speed. I know I can't double her, but she also can't double me. So if I initiate combat, I should still live, right? She only has 56 attack, which is less than Dimitri, so I should be totally fine. Except if you hit her, she's gonna have bonfire ready.
Yep.
So she's just gonna smack you with bonfire, which is getting an extra 22 damage. minimum.
You just gotta sacrifice a unit, Neil.
But I can't sacrifice units. It's arena. How do I kill this thing? It's times like these where we need to start running picnic units in Arena. The picnic unit meta is coming back.
Picnic Lucas, I got one of those. I'm ready.
No, Picnic Lucas doesn't work. You have to use like Felicia or Flora.
Oh,
they have beast effective damage.
Oh yeah, you're a beast.
I like how what is it? Florina's not Florina. Felicia's food is poisonous to beasts. Yeah. That's the reasoning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can run Petra, but mine's minus attack, so
just wait for the next banner. It'll have
Ellie Woods refine. There we go. Ellie Woods refine.
Just wait for the next banner to have effective against beast units.
Thankfully, I have no follow up, so I'm totally fine against Wary Fighter. I'm just gonna get absolutely smacked up by Special Fighter. So she also comes with attack defense at deal 4, which is just I think foe's HP is at 100%, or if she has a bonus, which, you know, she's gonna have a bonus because she has Armored Stride, which counts. So if she's transformed, she also would have attack defense ideal. But the thing about this is, I think if you're smart, you will take off attack defense ideal and give her Sylvalan shield in the A slot from Shima or whatever to get rid of her armor effectiveness. So she's only weak to beast effective damage, which is there's like 4. Oh, 5. There's 5 like beast effective. No. Yeah, I think there's only 5 beast effective weapons in the game, being, like I said, 2 picnic units, Petra, Brave Ellie Wood, and Brave Ellie Wood and Patrine.
Oh, dude,
Patrine being the only free to play option.
Yeah. I mean, I got a Petra that I never use.
My Petra's minus attack, so that's not gonna be a thing. I think she has 47 attack. Edelgard has 44 defense. Whoa. My Petra will probably do like 10 damage. Like, it's not even fair. This Edelgard has like 2 weapons slapped together. Like, it's and she's colorless armored, so. You know.
Yeah. Oh,
she's Kanagus 2 years later? Yeah. 2 years later, Kanagus 2 is just Kanagus, but like even more ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then we were expecting
what's his face? What's the kid?
The kid.
Like the lion kid. What's his name?
Lion kid.
Yeah, Mufasa's like cousin, or not cousin, nephew, Skamir. We were expecting Skamir.
Yeah, Skamir. Yeah.
Nope. We get Edelgard. Now we'll go to the Morgans, the twins.
Yeah, Morgans.
We don't want to talk about Edelgard anymore.
Yeah. No.
So I can make this really fast. Morgans. Their stat spread is almost identical. The only difference is female Morgan has a little more defense than Rez, while male Morgan has a little more Rez than defense.
All right, Neil, what game are you going to play? Fire Emblem Fates Morgan or Fire Emblem Fates Morgan? I'm going to sell you the same game twice.
I want to play Fates Morgan, the one with the girl. Because
the one with the girl.
So... I can also cover their weapons because I think they're like the same.
They're slightly the different. Unit.
Correction. Female Morgan's I think is better.
Female Morgan's got an axe, so.
Well, no, that's not the reason. Actually, tomes are probably better, but I think it's better for a different reason. So I'll cover the differences between the weapons first.
Mm-hmm.
Male Morgan has a red tome with attack +3, right? Female Morgan has an axe with accelerate special trigger. +1 for female Morgan. the rest of the weapon is literally the same. If HP is greater than or equal to 25%, inflicts attack res minus 6 on foe. If it's female Morgan, it's attack defense minus 6. On foe during combat. And also, if the following effects will occur based on the total bonuses on unit plus total value of penalties on foe. If greater than or equal to 5, a foe cannot make a follow-up attack. If greater than or equal to 10, unit makes a guaranteed follow-up attack. If greater than or equal to 15, inflicts special cooldown count minus 1 on foe per attack during combat. So, if they have 15, they deny enemy follow-up, get an automatic follow-up, and guard.
Woo!
Woo! It's the same for both of them, so that's pretty cool. Male Morgan has attack res solo 3, sabotage defense, which, okay. He doesn't do anything with sabotage defense, really, but sure. He's supportive. He's helpful. and attack res menace, which at start of turn inflicts attack res minus 6 on nearest foe within 4 spaces through their next action, and grants attack res plus 6 to unit for 1 turn. So if you looked at Male Morgan's refine, he pretty much does the same thing, except it's attack speed res minus 4. He has this in his weapon. And then he has other effects in his weapon as well. But I think that's the base effect of his new weapon. So that's pretty cool. Female Morgan, on the other hand, has attack defense solo 4, and dive bomb, and attack defense menace. They're pretty good. I think Male Morgan's main competition, while you could say he's just better than Morgan, his main competition is probably going to be actually Fallen Julia from last year, who gets auto follow-up and penalties on the foe if they're not dragon effective. This guy just needs to inflict his menace on them, and then he gets all the effects. So pretty much anyone. Like, if he attacks his closest foe, he's probably getting his full effect, because it's like effectively plus 24 bonuses on him in his favor or something, and he needs 15. The interesting thing with Female Morgan is if she doesn't have 10 like total penalties versus buffs on her, Dive Bomb does nothing for her, because she has 17 speed. You can't double with 17 speed. Yeah, so no, if her weapon isn't working, she's not getting dive bomb. It's kind of interesting. The funny thing about Female Morgan is she's like Jill if you swapped their speed and res stats, pretty much. Like,
oh, well, that's good, because I got a good Jill that I've been using.
I don't know. Like, it's kind of interesting. Female Morgan, as like small as she is, she's like the new tanky axe flyer, I guess. Like, she was a dark flyer before this. Yep. Shane mentioned that they missed out on putting her on a griffin.
True.
That actually would have been kind of interesting.
Because it
would have been like, a new mount that will only ever see potentially 2 ults. Right? Because they used griffin riders for 1 game. It was so left field, and they never came back. No, they just put her on a wyvern. So, I don't know. It's different than before. It's not Pegasus, but that's pretty much the banner. Orson, I can mention he has a perf, but like, I'll mention his perf because it's, I guess, a perf. It's pretty bad, honestly. Grants defense plus 3 to unit during combat. Oh, it's called Brief Lance. Briefed.
Oh, boy.
It's like,
watch me with my Brief Lance.
Briefed Lance or something. It's, I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce that shit. Grants defense plus 3. Grants attack defense plus X during combat. Based on the number of allies within 2 spaces. If there are no allies, he gets plus 6. He gets plus 6. If there's 1 ally, he gets plus 4. If there's two allies, he gets plus two. Three allies, it's plus zero. But if the number of allies within two spaces is a one or less, neutralizes foes' bonuses. So this is basically a worse version of Flowing Lands. From Pirate Geese. So have fun with that, guys. Yeah. That's so Pirate Geese's Lance is basically attack defense lull, right?
Mm-hmm.
It requires you to be solo. So if you refine that in defense, you do get two less attack, one more defense, five more hit points, and you need to be not adjacent to an ally, so just solo condition to get minus five attack defense on the foe and neutralizes their bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, if you want Orson's effect to be active, he needs at most one foe within two spaces, so harder condition, and he gets less stats. At max, he gets two more stats. that's not that great. And the neutralized foe's bonuses. So yeah, it's kind of depressing. It's pretty bad. He also comes with Ignis Vantage at 4 stars. Wow. And attack defense rouse attack defense 3 or whatever at 5 stars, which was previously on Summer Sylvain, as I think that was his 4-star skill actually. So whatever.
Okay.
His stat spread is not great. So take that what you will. It's like he's got 28 speed, and it's oh wow. His only kind of interesting thing is I think he is a super boon and res, which can help make him kind of tanky both defenses.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. His map was really easy, and I forgot to check if there are references, but I don't think there was, because it's just kind of the map.
But yeah, overall, I think this banner was kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of... the Morgan's weapons are kind of interesting because they've only ever done that same effect on Claude, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
His was just a lot more dumbed down because he was an earlier unit, but I think this banner would have done a lot better next year. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I think personally for us, we're both, I think, three house kind of burnt out, I would say.
Unless if they add Ignatz. honestly.
I think I'm personally burnt out on three houses for a while.
Again, if we get Ignatz in a 4-star, that'd be fine.
I hope we don't get another three houses banner till post Choose Your Legends, I would say.
I hope so. Seasonal? But
I can say I'd be fine with getting half maybe on a banner.
What if we get Summer Mail Byleth?
that's what I'm saying. I'd be fine if half a banner was three houses, a season.
Can we just get all I want is Summer Female Chris? Come on. What if they give me Summer Male Robin instead? And I just go, no!
No, now both Robins are Summer Alts. No!
Yeah, and then we're going to get Summer Male Corn. And then they gave us a
Morgan. Here you go, guys. Morgan, again.
Yeah.
Morgan gets his refine, gets in the spotlight, immediately gets an alt. Oh.
boy.
Other than that, I saw that banner and I was like, oh, well, I guess I can summon on... CYL1 to see if I can get my Brave Ikes. Yep, I ended up pulling a Julia, which got merged. 4-star special rate. And I ended up pulling two to-dos. Pretty much in a row.
Two to-dos.
They were two wheels apart, but I'm what?
Nice.
I was these Brave Ikes look a little different. Could have swore I had a to-do focus rate on, but okay, I can give close call to someone.
Now I know why you're using blue. Oh no, yeah, why you're using blue lions?
No, I'm not. I don't have to do on the team. I haven't trained yet. I'm probably training him tomorrow. I only have the girls on the team right now.
Oh, right, blue lions girls.
The last girl is Byleth, by the way.
Nice. I'm using my 4-star Plagueian Raphael that I just recently put up to 5-star.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, yeah, let's go, Raphael. Yeah.
You could switch it to Brave Bow and then make him like a slightly worse Plumeria, which is weird. Why is Plumeria the best Brave Bow archer? I will never understand. She's a dancer too. I also got after like a long time I got Garrick. So he broke me at the end, so it's like wow. Thanks Garrick.
Thanks Garrick. I mean, like I said before, if he becomes a Forma, that's probably who I'm gonna soul
a Perth in 2 years. True. He might be better.
I mean, I literally have like a +4 free, so it's like kind of like, okay, if I can just give him skills somehow.
Wait, he's +4?
Something ridiculous.
What?
Like, it's either 3 or 4.
I only thought you had 2 at most, so he's like +1. But maybe you just haven't merged him yet.
Oh no, I've been merging him, trust me.
Jeez.
Let's see if I can get him before my phone dies. There he is. He is +3.
Jeez.
It's kind of plus attack too. So
nice.
It's just kind of like
plus defense minus res.
It's just kind of like, oh, I kind of want to use him, like, but yeah. I don't want to give him skills.
Last thing for this Faye chat. DC refines happened.
Yes.
I can run over it probably really quick. Xander's is kind of mediocre. He inflicts attack defense -5, I think, on foe and denies their follow-up. If he's meeting his condition, which I think is like foe or something over 50% health. I don't remember. It's like, it's fine. It's good. Whatever. It doesn't help him, but he might not get one-rounded by mages. That's cool, right? Yeah, green mages won't one round him, but everything else is still going to. Gradivus is if you initiate combat or foe's HP equals 100% at start of combat, grant +4 to all stats and heal, I believe, 7 HP per hit. Heals 10 HP after combat, and I think it's once per phase or something. What was it? I think I'm getting it mixed up because there was like some, what's it called? There was like speculation ones that it was like Starpoint Lance. I think it's 7 HP per hit and you get +4 to all stats. But you also have to initiate or phobia at 100, which isn't a good condition because it's a DC weapon. So you'd think it'd be an enemy phase weapon.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, eh. But the reason they made it initiation is because, Harden has Bold Fighter. Okay? But, like, Harden also has Mixed Bulk, so he'd like it on enemy phase, thank you. You can get it on enemy phase, just a little harder to do so, because foe has to be at 100, but it's... Honestly, these two refines were probably the worst out of the bunch. I'd say Gradivus was probably the worst, because... Camus could use bulk, I guess, but he's like, yeah. I have bulk sometimes.
Well, how is Regento? That's the true question.
Oh, Regento's the best.
Yes, I can use bulk.
Ryoma got the best refine, and honestly, you'd say, oh, so is there a reason to use normal Ryoma? Actually, no. Yes, he is like Merida.
Really?
Oh, wow. Like he's basically Merida with -1 special cooldown now. Which is wild to say. So the difference is, so Merida has no follow-up in her weapon, right?
Mm-hmm.
She also gets, I believe, +4 to all stats and neutralizes foe's bonuses, I think? And -1 special cooldown, right? So what you'd normally run with Merida is you'd give her distant counter in the A slot, right? So Ryoma has Distant Counter in his weapon, +4, I believe, to all stats during combat if unit either initiates combat or is within 2 spaces of an ally, and he gets no follow-up. So instead of -1 special cooldown, he gets Distant Counter in his weapon. So that allows you to run a lot more fun things in the A slot, such as a stance 4 for like guard effect or anything else. Like, he can run something in the A slot that will give him more stats, which Marita cannot because she has to run Distant Counter if she wants to use that to the same effect. Obviously, the only issue with Brioma is he does not have a -1 special cooldown, but that is the only weakness, so not that much of an issue, especially since you can run like Kestrel Stance 4 or something in the A slot, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
I still do think Legendary Brioma is better because his Bushido 2 is on crack. But honestly, flying like Bushido. Normal Brioma, he's fine. He does need a Resplendent to help some of his stats, because his stats are just Legendary Brioma, but worse, which is funny to say, but it's true. I can tell the difference. Legendary Brioma has 4 more speed, and then I think 1 more defense and 1 less res. That's it. Like, he's just better. And, you know, Bushido being on crack. Legendary Brioma, funny thing, if you build him, like, you know, competently, like, assuming +10 or whatever, against +10 Legendary Chrom, built for speed, Brioma wins. Like, you can, if you build Brioma right, he one rounds Legendary Chrom in enemy phase. Which is like hilarious, but like it's so weird. Like, you think, oh, Ryoma's gonna be bad in water season because, you know, Dimitri's and like Krom's and Legendary Leaf. He eats Legendary Leaf for breakfast because he's not weak to flyers anymore, weak to our arrows. Legendary Chrom even dies because he's not weak to arrows. And Dimitri one shots him, so you know you can't win all of them.
Yeah,
you can't win all of them, but you can win some of them.
Hey, man. Fun fact: Ryoma was my first 5-star, so I'm thinking about picking up his refine and just trying to meet
plus him. Speed. So
that's wonder cool. When we're gonna get his Resplendent.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I think if Brioma will eventually get a Resplendent, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think when he gets that, he's going to be a competent unit, because at that point, he has some stats over Legendary Brioma. He'll have 2 more HP, 2 more attack, 2 less speed, and then he'll have, I think, 1 more defense and 3 more res. So it's like, at that point, they're kind of comparable. I mean, obviously, you know, Infantry Brioma gets 5 more flowers, but sure. They're just a little more even. It's just the speed advantage on Legendary Brioma is kind of wild, and, you know, fire mobility being better. And attack speed rain for free, which is also good. But we can mention the last 2 refines. Both Ragnell and Allandyte got the same refine. Accelerate special trigger cooldown count -1, which I'll get into for what it implies. And if unit's HP is over 25% at start of combat, grants +4 to all stats. This is actually kind of wild. Mostly for Black Knight, because lots of people using Black Knight gave him a Slaying Edge and Distant Counter. And special fighter mostly. Because if you given that build, you can take a hit and retaliate with Black Luna. Now he doesn't need to run Slaying Edge. He can just run his normal Ragnell and put whatever he wants in the A slot and retaliate with Black Luna.
Yeah.
So that's fun. the +4 to all stats, that helps too. So special fighter on your Black Knight, and you're just gonna hit everything with Black Luna. Have fun. Now, normal Ike, it's okay. he has Resplendent stats, so he can run speed, and he can be a little different. This is better for Legendary Ike, I would say, because Legendary Ike has Radiant Aether 2, which, with Radiant Aether 2 and, say, Special Spiral in the B slot, he has one cooldown Aethers at all times, a minimum of one cooldown Aether. So while Black Knight can get hit with Special Fighter and retaliate with Black Luna, Legendary Ike can take a hit with whatever he wants in the A slot and retaliate with Aethers. So that's fun. You don't have to run Wary Warding Breath anymore. If you're going to run Special Spiral, you can open up your A slot to Unities or whatever, which I think most people were anyways. So basically, this is boiled down to these guys just retaliate with specials now. I can't wait for Altina's refine to be both those effects just again. Man, minus two special cooldown, she'll just always have twin blades. It'll be twin blades is three cooldown, right? I think it's three. She'll always proc twin blades.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I don't think she'll get that, but you know, that'd be hilarious. Plus eight to all stats if over 25% health.
God, that'd be
terrible. Hilarious. I mean, honestly, 2 years down the line, you never know, right?
Mm-hmm. So new. We played some FE6, just a little bit.
We played half a map.
Half a map. Yeah. We finished that desert map.
Yeah, and we didn't get crit by 23% Sword Reavers.
Yeah, that was fun. That wasn't Sword Reaver.
Right,
that
was too. We're like, oh, well, he didn't die.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
And then there is the one reset where we got crit by the Brave Sword. It was like, oh, oops.
It was like it was a 1% crit, right?
Yeah.
I think it was 1%. Like, oh. He hit first and then he was like, oh, I'm going to crit. And it was like, oh.
Oh, okay. So well, I guess we're not living now.
It was like 1% or 2%. It was like, dang. If only she had gotten that one level up in the second timeline, because I think she got luck on that. We got the last bit of the treasure and we promoted Lilina to Marquess, which is her new class in Project Embers, which is just of glorified Sage. Her animations are great as well. So
all right,
I think it's like it's a variant on Leon's Necromancer, I believe. So that's great.
Okay.
I think they used some other animations as well from another hack, but I think this was made for Lilina by some other animators. They also made axe animations, but obviously she doesn't get an axe in this because we don't need Lilina hitting things with Armads in this place.
I was going to say, I want Lilina to use the Armads.
We don't need the cipher art. Nope, we don't need that.
Yes. Oh man.
But also, I think if you notice, I think she starts with either B or C rank in staves. Thank God. Normal FE6, when you promote Lilina, she has E rank in staves. And if you know, all weapon rank is gained by one in normal FE6, so you have to use Lilina 150 times to get to restore, I think, or physic. Yeah, 150 times for physic, 100 heals for restore. So, yeah, that's not happening. Unless you grind her staff rank, she's probably not going to wield anything more than mend throughout the whole playthrough. So I think she's going to be here, so we're good. We're totally good.
Well, we can put her to work next map.
Because we'll probably, we can actually probably deploy maybe one healer. We definitely want to run two, but
okay.
Actually, we're already on not deploying Cecilia, so I don't know who we'll deploy. We'll figure that out. But Roy's also level 20 now. He can sit there for a map because I think we get a Knight's Crest next map. Crossing my fingers, shit doesn't go wrong. We get a Knight's Crest next map.
I can't wait for his next his next sprite to look exactly the same.
Don't worry, Project Ember's fixed that. We're good.
Oh yeah, Project Ember's yeah, okay.
Project
yeah.
Ember's fixed that. It also made it so we don't have to wait another 8 chapters to promote him.
Oh boy.
He promotes like right before the final map. It's like, whoa! Oh. Whoa, we promoted! Oh, it's the final map of the game.
Man, if I was Japanese, right, and I played FE6 when it came out, and then I see Roy in Smash Brothers, I'd be like, man, don't play him, he sucks.
Funny thing about that, Melee came out before FE6, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
By like, I think half a year, maybe?
No, oh, okay, so they pulled a Corrin.
Yeah, except they were originally going to put Leaf in the game anyway, so.
Oh.
The intelligence system was like, Roy.
Could you imagine, like,
could you imagine in an Roy and Leaf in Smash Ultimate? That would have been a weird timeline.
In an alternate timeline, all right? Leaf gets put into Melee with Marv, and then instead of FE7, we get FE, like, Frasia 2, like,
no, we still would have got FE6.
Yeah,
I don't know what FE7 would have been if it would have been any different. But
it's been like a Frasia sequel.
I don't think it would have been. But
and then like
it's just that a weird timeline over. Where you think Leaf would have been in Smash 4 as DLC, which has no reason to be there, and would have been in Smash Ultimate as a base character, and would have had Krom as his alt. Like what?
Oh boy.
I think around Smash 4 they probably would have changed him up a bit because mm-hmm. obviously Leaf does not have a fire aesthetic. He has more of a light blade aesthetic.
Yeah. So,
would have been a little different. It would have been more sparkly maybe.
Would have been the light brand.
You know what?
No.
Maybe it's for the best.
Our Axe units are quite the heavy boys.
They are. We're getting their bow rank. The lot has capped speed.
Which yeah,
isn't very happy to say, but
yeah,
he won't be getting any speedier. And then we realize he didn't double someone. We're like, uh-oh. Guess he's not going to be doubling for very long. At least when it comes to promoted foes.
Yeah.
He doubled heroes just before cap speed. And we're like, whoa! And then we're like, oh, Silverblade.
Yeah.
Yep, seems about right.
Yeah.
So, as depressing as it is, he will get bow rank faster. Which is better. Because if we get to Murglize, that'll be 29 speed. And he'll still not double Nomads. Nomads will have one more speed than him. So, yeah, because I think they cap 30. So he'll double most enemies, crossing my fingers.
Yeah.
I don't know. He'll still probably most do fine against... actually, I don't even think he'll need... He might need Murglize to double Wyvern Lords. I don't know 100%. Okay. If he can double Wyvern Lords, he can probably kill them without Murglize. So that's all we need him to do. That's what we need most of our warriors to do. Kill Wyverns. That's their job, I guess. That's pretty much the map. We have Water Temple next, so that's fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to... What do you do in the Water Temple?
Run as fast as you can so that people don't get trapped.
Oh, okay. That sounds like Legend of Zelda to me.
When I played it, I had OJ, right? I used, the body ring on OJ so that he could wield hand axes without penalty. Good idea. Hindsight was 2020. OJ got trapped, the only flying unit I deployed was Milady, and she didn't have enough con to pick him up. He just kind of sat there. Well, I mean, nothing really threatened him because no one was nearby, but he was just, I guess he's there. He'll be there till, I don't know. I don't even know if I moved him. I think I seized... just ended the map before.
It's like, oh.
It's like, I guess I'll just tread water here, guys. Have a good day. That was the only guy that got trapped, so we were good.
Yeah,
yeah. That's FE6, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll try to play some more the next week. This week was just kind of an off week for me.
Yeah.
Other than that, we're gonna quickly turn the. What, or is there something you want to talk about with the hack that you're playing? Or no, not hack.
Not hack.
New Kaga game.
Stereo Saga.
It's very Stereo Saga. That's what it is.
I played like up to chapter 3. I finished chapter 3.
Nice.
Chapter 1 through 2. Fair. Mm-hmm. Fair, right? Normal mm-hmm. stuff. You get Leaf to the seas. You get
Leaf.
Like Finn who with swords killing some people. Yeah. You get Armor Knights. I don't know who they are. one of the Armor Knights is like a mini Jagan, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The other Armor Knight is like, I have Spur Death Res and 50% increased experience gains for some reason. It's like mini Paragon, but on a unit who doesn't move very well. Okay. Mini Jagan has a perf, which is like a defense lance. It gives him a little more defense and hit. Okay. What else did I get? Princess is healer. Okay. There's a heal staff that doesn't actually heal, but just gives the, like, it when you use it, it gives the enemy, like the unit, renewal for like 5 turns or something. So they don't actually heal till like the next player phase. And it's like 5 HP a turn. So it's like, okay. It's like discount heal staff that I have to wait to work.
Wow.
But I mean, there are normal heal staves, so use those. Okay. Okay, fun thing about her. She has different skills depending on the difficulty you play.
Oh yeah.
If you play Clemorenti, they have weird names, which I guess is the normal mode. She has a skill that gives +2 attack, def, and res to all allies if she is deployed.
Oh, cool.
So it's just like a buff to every ally. If you play on Orthodox, which is the hard mode, which is what I'm playing, she gives 5 avoid to allies within 3 spaces. So it's
okay.
It's fine. It's kind of weird that she doesn't have that in normal mode, but I mean, obviously, what she does give is a lot better. Yeah, it's fair. I have not used Leaf, which is just his name is Zayd. His perf, which is a Brave Rapier, I guess.
Oh, cool.
I've not used it because I haven't needed to. Cutlasses are OP. I bought like 8 in Chapter 3.
Nice.
Chapter 1, you get Halvin and Orson, but, like, worse. You get Ronin, but better. And Healer, who is only deployed for, like, this map and next map, and then she leaves.
Nice.
She's like, oh, you can't use Princess? She's a princess. It's like, okay. Here, you get new Healer. It's like, okay. And then she leaves, like, 2 maps later, and they're like, here, have Princess back. Sorry, we took her for 2 maps for no reason. Smile. Like, okay.
Nice.
Do I get this person back? Oh, she's gone. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Guess she's never getting deployed ever again. Yeah, actually, she's just gone for the rest of the game. She's a unit for 2 chapters. Talk about great availability, am I right?
Anyways, how was chapter 3?
Chapter 3, unit can Cavalier 2 has a chance to die enemy phase turn 1.
Yep. It's the Trek archetype.
She's like honestly probably one of the best weapons in the characters in the game.
Yeah, the Trek archetype, dude.
So, Troy is your Cavalier, right? Yep. He's kind of wild, right? Your starting Cavalier. So you think, oh, maybe the next Cavalier is not as good. It's like, okay, this is just Troy, but like more spread out growths, a Brave Lance, basically, with like plus 10% defense growth, and I think it also gives her plus 6 speed. I think, like, Brave Lance with 6 speed. So that seems fair, right? And the you know, boost defense growth, which is fine. Helps her gain defense because it starts at like 2 or something. She also comes with capped res at like 6. So that's a thing. from what I hear, I'm pretty sure she does still gain res. I don't know if I can see it in the level ups, but from what I remember from Thracia, I don't know if it's only with the stat boosters or not, but if you use, say, a res stat booster on her, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously she has capped mat res, so she doesn't gain res, right? When you promote her, she will gain that one extra res back. Because obviously the cap's lower, so they basically adjusted it so that if you give stat boosters and then your unit caps the stat too soon, you will still get that just when you promote. Assuming it doesn't go past the cap then, right? She also has that's cool. She also has boosted evasion, just 20% more evade. That's just a skill. And plus 1 move. Yep, plus 1 move on a cav. That's cool. She's ridiculous. I have been babying her, I guess. Make her busted.
Of course.
So this game has every 5 turns you can make a save, right? It's basically a save state every 5 turns. Two or three of these times, a save has popped up right before she gets a level up. So I can just abuse for a good level up.
Wow.
Which is hilarious. I actually used some of these saves for certain reasons. Like, there's a thief in a tree that has like 40 hit to hit him. He has a skill where if he hits you, he always hits. He has a weapon that he will drop. It has one use. So if he hits you, he breaks it. So it's kind of like, well, I want to kill him to get his weapon, but if I don't kill him in 2 shots, he'll hit me and break his weapon. And I want to sell that weapon. So, you know, the save popped up. I'm like, might as well just bank on 240% hits, right? And she also gets a level up, I think, at the same time. So, you know what? Yeah. Why not? He has like a knife that sells for like 600 gold or something. It's like one use, might as well. So chapter 3, which has that, obviously. Genealogy sized map. So that's fun. I think the reason it took so long is you kind of have to walk through corridors kind of around a mountain. So on this map, there's a couple shops. One of them sells cutlasses by like 8, because cutlasses are just iron sword with rave effects. And at this point, I had, like, you know, kind of thinned out my cash so that I wouldn't buy anything up to this point. So I needed weapons. So the cutlasses were very appreciative, because now half my units have brave swords. That's just how it goes, right? Normal Vesteria, I guess. Normal Kaga. Arbalist. So basically, there's a ballista with one move. Gotta kill that guy. He wasn't too bad, actually. He did like 4 damage to Zayd. And we get Tanya. But worse, I think. Tanya shows up. She's like, I have no weapons. And I'm like, cool, I haven't bought any bows, so you can go get your bow from the conversation you don't get till we recruit the next dude. We got Caesar. He's a thief with... It's basically a Berwick thief. So he does dip all for damage. So that's cool. He does like 3 damage, but he bypasses defense. So he'll always do 3 damage. I think his strength growth is like 5%. So that's not going anywhere. We got Theodel, I think is his name. He's like Aspel without the growths.
Ah.
So That'll be good, I guess. When he gets there. It's like, I think his growths are fine. The issue is, obviously, there's no scrolls in this game, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have good base speed, so he doesn't double things. But magic seems to be pretty good. Apparently, fire is effective against brigands. It's like, oh, the brigand's on the map. He leaves them on 2 health.
That's funny. Hey, you know, you want to know why now?
What?
It's because brigands wear fur armor, and
these guys aren't wearing furs.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You know,
not, it's like Skyrim, right? The Nords, they resist frost. Guys, they're weak to fire, so they're dark elves. Wait, what? We got Zadrid, I think it's his name. Dude's gonna carry because he's just absolutely jacked. And he gets a shit ton of buffs when Sheila is within like 2 spaces. So what you do is you use Sheila by having her stand within 3 spaces of this other dude, Zadrid or whatever his name is. And then he kills things for you because he's got a pickaxe, I think, which is, no, it's hatchet, but it looks like a pickaxe, which is like a decent hand axe with a little crit. And he has Wrath, which you'd be like, oh, it's Thracer Wrath, right? Nope, mm-hmm. This is just, he has a 25% chance to crit on enemy phase, which is weird, because I don't think that counts in his normal crit rate, so I think it runs tries crit twice. Okay, he also has a skill that makes his skill equal his crit rate, which mm-hmm. I found out crit rate is... If you don't have crit in your weapon and you don't have the crit skill, you don't crit. So that's interesting to know.
Wow.
So yeah, that hopefully that guy's going to carry. I got a perf for him, which just seems like a legendary weapon. It's like 100 hit and like 16 might. Gives him like res and Aegis plus, I think. Which just gives him like a 25% chance to block all damage. Yeah, there's a lot of skills like that. Mage dude has like a magic percent chance to block an incoming hit. Fighter dude has like a defense percent chance to block incoming damage. I think it's defense or strength, so I guess he just flexes really hard and, you know, the thing bounces off his chest or something. But yeah, there's a bunch of like weird little objectives during the maps, and it's gonna be awkward when I get to the point where like the small guide I'm following just kind of is like, oh, we were only up to chapter 10. I'm like, wow, I'm gonna have to actually try to find secret events. And from what I've seen, some of them are just like wild. What?
You're gonna have to play the game yourself.
Yes. So there's a bunch of just like weird little secret events. Like there's like a tile on like the map, which is, it's just a tree like out in the middle of some trees, and if you set someone there, they get a strength like tonic, which is like an energy ring, basically gives 1 strength to the unit. And then 2 thieves pop out with like eclipse daggers that like, if they hit you, they reduce your dude down to 1 HP. Then obviously the second dude would kill you, right?
Mm-hmm.
My guy dodged. So we good. I was like, oh, that's not good. So the one dude broke his dagger and then the next dude missed. And I was like, I guess we live. Because they only had 2 daggers and they have 1 use. I fed those kills to a cavalier chick. So she's kind of jacked. I think she's... seeing the level ups, like trying to get a good level up on one of them, if she got 1 more agility, she actually caps speed. So she's really close to capping speed, which is hilarious. That was the map. There's a bunch of really weird small little events that I won't go over all of them because there's like 7 or 8, which probably added to the length of the map. But moral of the story, buy cutlasses. Mm. Yes. This is just like the killer axes all over again, isn't it?
Anyways, no. Probably going to cut you off there.
I think only because,
yeah, yeah. Just quickly in the weeb corner, I watched the anime adaptation of 86. Watched the first 3 episodes. Thumbs up so far. It looks like they're actually taking their time with the pacing. That was my only concern, because generally most anime like to do 3 episodes a light novel.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Most of them.
I think it's
a lot of them.
6. Well, like,
okay, yeah, it might be like because, 3 or 4. Or...
Sword Art was fairly consistent to be 2 books a season. Season being like 12 episodes, right?
Yeah.
Like the first 2 books and
I'm just hoping they drag this volume as long as they can. It looks like they're doing
how
that.
Many, so how many like, oh, thank God. Light novels do they have so far?
It's like 8, but
okay, so the thing probably is that the first thing, 4.
No. The first season has to be the first book.
Oh, is it?
It has to just one? Be really? That first book. Yes. It is such a perfect light novel where you could just pick it up and it's a complete story. So if they literally just do that first season as like a 12 episode thing and leave it at that, 100% fine with that. As long as they do that. Because the thing is that it ends so nicely and then there's a time skip, okay? There's a time skip at the end in an epilogue, which I really hope they don't actually do. Because in the next volume, the tone shifts completely and it's not... Actually, it doesn't take place in that time skip that you just learned about. It actually takes place before that. And it's just like, oh, okay, like, why did you show us with that with the epilogue?
Like, I know you're saying that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did 2 light novels at least.
The tone's gonna shift. It's gonna, so far they are dragging it down. Like, they've only reached like page 100 out of like 3.
So I mean, if that that'd be like 9 episodes that they could.
Well, yeah, there's battles and flashbacks. Like that could be an entire episode.
How long it is? Is it like a 12 episode? Well, is it like 1 quarter or 2 quarter?
I believe it's just 1.
Okay, so I could see them stretching it maybe to 10 episodes and then being in 1 book, maybe if they can do that. But we'll see. You never know. It's funny because you mentioned that book. Around the same time, I think, what is it? The Dispatch or whatever?
Yeah, Combatants will be dispatched.
And that's happening the exact same season. Okay. It's getting an anime adaptation as well. I'm just like, what the? Why? What are the odds?
I'm not watching that.
I haven't touched any of the new season anime. I probably will.
I mean... I've been just like so out of anime for a while because I've been just kind of reading instead.
Black Clover's like stopped right now. I think they're doing a movie and then I think it's over.
I don't know.
Like they stopped the normal like episodes and I think they announced a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Will probably end at least the arc. I don't know if it ends the series or not. I don't know if the light novels go. Or not light novels, the manga goes any farther. I would imagine I could honestly see it being the end just because this arc has like built up and it's kind of like one of those things where, well, what else, what's there left to do? Like, it seems like one of those situations where it's like we killed God or something. Like, where do we go now, right? Who knows? They could pull a Hunter x Hunter where apparently there's just like lore dump and then go on hiatus for like 2 years.
Anyways, it's good. The animation's good so far. It's just pacing concerns is really the only thing I'm concerned about, but so far really good. The acting's amazing and the story's really good, and I'm watching it with one of my friends who used to watch anime with, so he's enjoying it too. And this is his first introduction to a mecha show too, so I think it's a really good introduction.
I mean, I don't think have I watched any mecha? I don't know.
If you like political intrigue and World War II, you'll like this. reason why I say World War II is that there's a lot of World War II comparisons.
Me thinking back, it's like, man, I don't like that stuff. Me also thinking back, wait, I took war ethics.
man.
Like, wait a minute.
Meanwhile, like, there's me who's just like super into like Japanese mythology and Norse mythology right now. So it's like, anyways, that's gonna do it for today's episode of Two Lords About Swords. You can follow the show at Lords TLWS. Neil, you're at Lord underscore Nero, and I'm at Opera Zombie 7. Yeah, at Opera Zombie 77. Yes, I think so. Anyways,
today's episode. Who knows?
Or yeah, no, because
you'll
find it,
guys.
Yeah, because Opera Zombie, it was taken by a squiggly RP account. Yeah, it was taken by a squiggly RP account.
Cool.
It's like, oh, nice. That's dead, by the way. So it's like, oh, okay. Anyways, that's gonna do it for today's episode. We will talk to you guys again real soon. Take care.